Good evening, beautiful people. This is Spectral Skies. And yeah, I'm feeling a little bit creatively burnt out at the moment. As much as I would love to be doing more recordings, I'm struggling to write anything worth posting. I thought I would I've been listening to a couple of people reply to Miss's yummy questionnaire and learn a couple things. Quite interesting things about a couple of my favourite GWA girls. So I thought I'd do it myself. Hopefully someone will get a similar enjoyment out of mine that I've got out of a couple of you guys. So here we go. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? I'm a sucker for a creative title, to be honest. But I do look at the tags, but I skim them. If there's something that jumps out at me, and that's definitely a contributing factor to me listening to it. But generally, titles are what I like. How much time do you spend making, editing, and audio? Not long. I know in the FAQ for, oh, I guess in the advice section of JWA, it does. I can't remember who put it up, but they said to always get used to listening to your own voice, and I cannot, because the voice I have is not very. It's not what people from where I'm from sound like. My voice has been diluted a lot from being around southern people at university. Much to my grandmother's dismay, I don't talk like a like a proper northern boy. So not long. I generally will listen to it once, maybe twice if I can stand it, just to make sure it's good to go. Oh, the pros and cons of recording. The pros are that I get to meet lots and lots of lovely ladies. I don't think I've been on here more than a week, and I have enjoyed my time here immensely. I guess the only cons is that I can't get more stuff out faster. Because I do have a job and stuff to do other than make you guys come. So yeah, I guess that's the only con I can think of. After listening to GDA, have you gotten any new kinks? I'm gonna say no. Not because the stuff you guys put up isn't great, it's because I'm a fucking deviant and pretty much tried everything that I really want to try. But I have been able to explore a couple new, old ones. But yeah, I guess I remembered a few that I kind of forgot that I was into. Yeah. Do you like the sound of your own voice? No! What kind of audio is your favourite? That's tough. Because I'm Switch. I guess I'm going to kind of cheat and give two answers, because there's two sides of me. I love sensual, heavy on the kissing audios. And I love rough, aggressive audios, and I love girls who are into that. So if it's from a girl's perspective, then yeah. Do you have any regrets about clips you made? One. Yes, I have one. I'm incredibly fucking embarrassed about it. In my first recording, my phone goes off. I got a text from someone, and that's bad enough, because that was on like the seventh or eighth attempt at recording that fucking thing. Not only that, but my text tone is, for all you 90s kids out there, it's the it's Kim Possible's communicator alert tone. So yeah, that went off towards the end, which was pretty frustrating, because I managed to almost get through it, I think like 5 or 6 times, and that was the one that I got, and then that happened, but I could not bring myself to record it again, and I didn't have any editing software at the time, so I kind of put it up and hoped no one would mention it, which no one did, and I thank you very much for that, because it was very fucking embarrassing. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Fuck yes. Holy shit, yes. Oh, she is something else. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? That's a dumb question. Fuck yeah. That's pretty hot. As long as the girl I'm with is focusing mostly on me, I'd be pretty okay with that. What is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone with someone else? Yeah, I guess I was once fooling around with a girl on a train. Yeah, we were getting a little touchy-feely with each other, and I was just like playing with a clit, I think. And it went on for about 6, 7 minutes maybe, and then we stopped and we kissed and we just, carried on. And an old lady got up and she walked over to us and she leaned in and she said, "That is the most beautiful." It was fucking weird to say the least. Didn't really know how to react. I just kind of nodded and said thank you rather timidly, and then just sat there in a really awkward silence. So we thought we were being quite subtle about it, but clearly not. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? Sadly, yes. I value honesty amongst all things, but occasionally you do need to. Yeah, you need to tell the occasional white lie. I think that kind of makes the world go round a bit. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I guess I guess out of those two, definitely watch, because I'm not hugely into threesomes or anything like that. God, I keep touching this fucking microphone. Sorry. Not into threesomes or anything. For me, sex is very much between two people. I enjoy the connection you make when you fuck people. So yeah, I think I could enjoy watching, especially if there was the prospect of me being invited to join in. Yeah, I'm very possessive with my girls. So I don't think I could get off with the idea that someone else was seeing her naked. That would put me off, and I'd get pretty pissed off. I'm a jealous type. What's the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off? Mean, you're kind of limited as a guy. Not many variations to that. Can't think of one, sadly. I have to skip that one. What is the fastest way to get you come? Two ways. One, call me daddy, or tell me you love me. Especially the latter. I'm hugely into L bombs. I love being told that the girls love me. Beyond that, daddy is a fetish of mine. It makes me weak at the fucking knees. So yeah, definitely one of those two. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? I guess either being really quiet or being visibly distracted. I very much want you in there, there with me in the moment. If you're kind of looking around or you're not responding to, my verbal cues or anything, that would, yeah, that'd get me pretty soft pretty quick. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Do love coming on girls' asses after doggy style. That immediately springs to mind. I love coming inside a girl's cunt. Anywhere really. I'm gonna say yeah. I'm gonna say inside a girl. Because there's I think there's a yeah. There's a good amount of trust involved there. I think that's pretty sexy. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Oh, some smooth jazz. I don't care because I wouldn't be listening to it. I would not be paying attention to it at all. I would be firmly focused on you. So, don't really have an answer for that. Do you think that love equals sex, or do they go hand in hand? I think they are both better together. Definitely. Casual sex is fun and is a turn on for me, but I think if you were to offer me sex with a loving partner and sex with a really hot stranger, I would go for the former. Because as I said before, the connection between two people during sex for me is quite important, and that just takes it to a whole other level. So I'm gonna say no because you can have fun with someone that you don't love, but I'm gonna say they're definitely better together. I've lost where I am on this fucking list. Fuck. What do you prefer to be called or say? Depends entirely on the situation. As I said, I love being called daddy. Love being called fucking Mike. Get out of the way. Love being called daddy. Love being called master, sir. I guess that's really if I'm dominant. If I'm sub, I love being called bitch, slut, boy. Pathetic piece of shit. baby. Yeah. My number one thing is mine. You call me yours. You say you are mine. Then I am very much that. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growl, or silent? I'm a groaner. I'm a groaner and a gasper. Orgasms leave me pretty breathless, so yeah, I'm gonna say I'm a groaner. I guess I might grunt at times, but yeah, groaner and grasper I think covers me pretty well. When was the worst time you've been turned on? Oh, which to choose from? I guess during during like oral presentations at you know school, college, and uni, I used to get some really bad fear bonus, and it'd be a case of hearing my name called and a quick tuck into my waistband to try and hide the bulge. But I guess just getting turned on where I'm not able to touch myself, that's pretty fucking annoying. What's your most extreme fetish? I guess I do get pretty turned on by the idea of impreg, and that's why I enjoy coming inside girls so much. I know that I can imagine that would turn quite a few girls off. But I also know it turned quite a few girls on. I guess that. I do enjoy when I'm sub. I do kind of get off on being made to bleed. If you're whipping me, hitting me, scratching me hard enough that I'm bleeding, then I am most definitely your property. So yeah, I guess that's pretty extreme. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? Nothing tried at all. I cannot think of a single thing that I have not tried. I'm pretty vocal about my desires, so if I want something, I will ask for it. I'm not embarrassed at all about my sexuality. I am a deviant. I am a nymphomaniac. I need it constantly. It's always on my mind. So, yeah, if I want something, I will damn well ask for it. Duke today, hair pulling sexy. Fuck yes. Giving and taking. Do you enjoy bondage? To a small degree. I'm claustrophobic, so if I can't move my arms and legs, I do tend to panic. I guess there was a possibility for a girl to who was a particularly good dom to work that in, but it would take a hell of a lot. It took a hell of a lot to get my me tied up. Because that would put me on edge straight away. So I'm going to say no. Are you into playing with hot wax? My only experience with hot wax is that a girl once knocked over a tea candle onto me and it hurt like shit. But she didn't stop and I didn't stop. It's something that I could definitely enjoy when actually done intentionally. But that was a bit of a surprise. Have you ever been with someone older than? 15 years older than me. Yeah, she was. I've kind of gone off MILFs recently. But she was definitely one of those, and she was definitely a good fuck. Yeah. So yes to that. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes, have done, love it. Yeah, we tried anal. Yes, both ways. Love it and love it. Have you ever been double penetrated? No. But I totally would. Have you ever had sex in public? Yes, it is one of my all-time favorite places to have sex. I love the idea of being caught. I love catching someone watching me, watching us. I guess that kind of goes against what I said earlier about some guys, seeing my girl. But if it's in public and someone sees me, I guess the idea that they're jealous, that's a pretty big turn on. So yes, numerous times, numerous places. Do you like being handled roughly? Absolutely. Slap me, choke me, scratch me, hit me. Anything you want, I will get off on it. But if you want, I'll pretend to not like it. Are you very verbal in bed? Absolutely. Talking is huge for me. I absolutely want you to tell me where you're at, what you want me to do. I get off usually on dirty talk. So yeah, silent sex would not be really my thing. Either that or just, whispering that I love you and that I need you and that I'm so glad you're here with me. All that. I need it. Yeah. Can't go without it. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Yeah. Your favorite item for spanking? As of recently, thanks to a certain someone, a riding crop. Definitely. What's the worst porn you have watched? There's no bad porn, is there? I mean, no, fuck, there's no bad porn. As long as someone can get off to it, it's good porn. And they wouldn't make it if someone couldn't. So porn is wonderful. I'm inclined to. I can't really think of anything because if it's got me off, it's great porn. So I guess I'm gonna have to skip that one because I can't. I'd be here all night recalling my entire teenage sexual history. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? Again, kinks are great. Everyone's got them. Everyone's got their own particular favorites. I don't think a fetish can be weird if someone finds it normal. I guess fetish is not really normal, but I guess I always find it kind of curious when straight guys say they want to be, someone, they want a girl to play with their ass or fucking with a strap on or something. I guess that's kind of a, I think that's kind of a weird thing for a guy to, or a straight guy to want. So I guess that's the best I can come up with really. If you became a person of the opposite sex for the day, what would you do? So many things. I would play with my tits all day. Yeah. I would just. The first thing I would do is I would find out what it's like to look down and see cleavage. Because that is some serious female privilege right there. But I guess the thing I'd really want to do is go shoe shopping. Because fuck, I love lady shoes. Don't wear them myself, don't want it, but I fucking love lady shoes. I love heels. I love going with girls to buy shoes. I love them asking for my opinion. I guess it's not really the kind of answer that this is looking for, but that is definitely what I'd want to do. What do you wish you had invented? Teapot. Because tea is great. Tea is the greatest invention. I guess I should be saying tea bags then. Or the harvesting of tea leaves, but I'm gonna say teapot because I love my teapot. Tea is great, tea is lovely. Yeah, that. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I would two things just spring to mind. One is go to just constantly go to university, just get degree after degree after degree. I love learning. And I would love to have a wall covered in diplomas. That'd be great. But the other thing, I guess, would be I'd love to move to either Rome or Nantucket and just write poetry and short stories and fiction and GWA recordings, I guess. That'd be pretty nice. Nantucket. That's kind of my dream. Do you have any scars? I have two that spring to mind. I have one on my knee from where I fell over as a kid, and I got glass under the skin. The skin's kind of pocked there, so that's never really gone away. The other big one is I had a cancer scare about 4 years ago, with a lump on my back. And after I had it removed, and thankfully it wasn't, hadn't got that far. They left a pretty nasty scar on my upper left back. It's gone down recently. It's not as red, but it's pretty ugly. But I don't see it, so it doesn't really bother me. What's your most used phrase that you're not? I love you, without a shadow of a doubt. It's my thing. It's my jam. Yep, I love you. I love you. I love you. When did you last laugh so much it hurts? Yesterday morning, I guess. I looked at my cupboard and I realized that I had one tea bag left, and I was like, "Oh fuck!" Because I really didn't want to go and buy more. So I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna enjoy this cup of tea." And I got called out. Typically, pretty much as soon as I poured it, so I was like, "Okay, put it on the side." Had to run an errand for someone really quick. Left outside, I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna microwave you, and I'm gonna enjoy the shit out of you." And when I came back, my cat Rufus was sat next to an empty mug, and I could not laugh. It was pretty fucking funny. Oh, he's a shit, but I love him. And finally, how do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I don't believe in ghosts, but if you were to take me on like a haunted house tour or anything, I'd be scared shitless. I'd be tugging on your arm and begging you to take me home. I scare pretty easily. Aliens are my biggest fear. Don't like thinking about them. Don't like talking about them. That comes from actually, yeah. If you ever want to get me out of a room, if you want to make me leave, play any song or any piece of music from the War of the Worlds, and I will run. I will fucking bail, because my mom, when I was a kid, played it all the time when she was cleaning, and it scared the shit out of me. And ever since then, I don't like watching alien movies. I don't like thinking about them or anything. It scares the fuck out of me. So kind of indifferent towards ghosts. Scared shitless about aliens. Absolutely. That's it. That is the question. And God, that was a lot of fun. I hope someone enjoyed it as much as I recorded, as I enjoyed recording it. Hope you like it. Cheers, guys.